KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
News just in, charges against former sports minister Sizwe Kodwa and his co-accused former Enterprise Outsourcing Holdings executive Johan McKay have been withdrawn. The duo briefly appeared before the Pretoria High Court this morning. Kodwa was implicated in a 1.6 million rand graft case. In other news, extortion in the construction sector will come under the spotlight at a provincial conference. Public Works MEC Martin Mayer says his department will host the dialogue later this month. He announced the initiative as well as two other developments while addressing the National Council of Provinces yesterday. Mayer says he's had extensive consultation with the Minister of Public Works. The MEC believes the conference will offer stakeholders solutions to the extortion syndicate problem, which he's described as a cancerous scourge. Mayer says they'll be launching an infrastructure advisory body next year,
made up of various experts that will assist not only Public Works and Infrastructure, but other departments and local governments in identifying vital projects and advising on the skills and expertise needed in our communities. Also, House Chair, it's important that we distinguish between legitimate business forums and community representative groups on one hand and these extortionists on the other. I remain firm. Anyone that wants to talk to us under the flag of peace is welcome to do so. If you show up under the flag of violence and criminality, do not call us, and we will most definitely not call you.
Tourism officials on the South Coast say they're pleased with the work being done to restore storm-hit Margate before the festive season. The region was recently awarded the highest number of blue flag beaches in the province.
We were hard-hitted by the landsliding. We were hard-hitted by the disaster that happened previously. However, there is work that is currently in progress.
Areas in and around the beachfront town, considered the jewel of the South Coast, were battered by floodwaters earlier this year. Five people were killed. Persistent water supply issues, a rise in crime, and deteriorating roads have also contributed to a decline in holidaymakers in recent years. Vusumuzi Sibiers with the South Coast Tourism and Investment Enterprise. He says it's been all hands on deck to get the area ready for tourists.
We have a very multidisciplinary teams that works together, the law enforcement agencies that are working together with the government agencies to ensure that we deal with crime-related issues in our area. And I do give confidence to our tourists that South Coast area is safe, South Coast is clean.
Eastern Cape Police say they don't have enough evidence to move forward with a rape case against a teenager. The 18-year-old who was taken in for questioning following the attack on five learners in Bichu was released from custody. Police spokesperson Sibokazi Moisa says he was also connected to the murder of a traditional leader's mother-in-law.
Both investigation teams on cases of murders and rape will leave no stone unturned to ensure that the perpetrators are brought to justice. Anyone with information that can assist in tracing the suspects is urged to contact our SAPS Crime Stop number 08600-1011 or alternatively report to the nearby police station.
And residents of eastern Spain, where entire villages have been destroyed by flash floods, have spent the night in evacuation centres as rescue efforts continue with the military this morning. 158 people have died, with more missing. Cars have piled up in mud-covered streets. It's the worst natural disaster to hit Spain in a century. This woman's home just south of Valencia was covered in water up to the ceiling.
I feel awful. I'm terrified. I'm very afraid. My husband's sick. We need more help.
Meanwhile, emergency teams in Taiwan are clearing the debris from a typhoon that's left two people dead. A recap of our lead story this hour: charges against former sports minister Sizwe Kodwa and his co-accused, former EOH executive Johan McKay, have been withdrawn. You've been with the East Coast Radio News Watch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.